Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children have such natural rhythm and ability when it comes to dance, so it's a real treat to see them moving because they're so natural at it. And just introduce the community to a new art form.
Yael Fine and other members of the Australian Ballet are a long, long way from their home base in Melbourne. They're in Central Australia as part of a regional tour, conducting school workshops and putting on a pop-up performance of the ballet Capalia. Hello, I'm Emma Haskin. Today, members of the company are in the Aboriginal community of Hermannsburg, about 130 kilometres west of Alice Springs. The town's recreation hall has been turned into a ballet studio for the day, with dance educators taking the students through the basics of a ballet class.
This is what we do to stop getting busy. We look at a spot. We turn.
For many of the school children here in Andaria, it's a completely new dance experience, and they're clearly excited by what they're seeing.
See what they got. Watch them closely.
Chantel Vanderhoek is a senior educator with the Australian Ballet.
So we aim to try and deliver, match our workshops with themes that these guys would encounter in school, like science, technology, engineering and maths, because science and anatomy relates to ballet, technology and maths especially relates to ballet. So we're trying to incorporate things that relate to them and things that are in their real life into these workshops. And of course, dancing is such a communal language. Everyone loves to do it and get groovy. So yeah, it's fantastic to show our performance to them as well this afternoon.
What do you do with the workshops?
So within the workshops, we always make sure we warm them up. It's really important to warm up and give them an insight into the world of ballet. We teach them a few of our ballet moves, the French terms to go with them. We brought a little structure of a spine and a structure of a foot along with us over there to show them the anatomical parts of their body and have a lot of fun and engage with them, and also give them a little bit of information about our story before it comes to the performance.
Dr. Capalius, he is so excited. He decides to steal the soul of France. He gives France a sleeping potion.
Hi, my name's Susan Neal and my role is a classroom teacher.
Your kids at the moment are in the workshop. With the Australian Ballet at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And what are they doing?
Well, they're doing warm-ups, warm-up exercises and learning different moves and steps. It helps them with their confidence.
What sort of opportunity do you think it's giving the kids here?
Well, it's broadening their minds to know there are other things outside their community which will hopefully help them, you know, to choose different maybe career pathways for them. You know, music and art is a main thing in Aboriginal communities, so hopefully this thing will help.
How important is it to do this sort of alternative education in the day-to-day curriculum?
Well, you know, for Indigenous kids, a lot of pen and paper doesn't really work, you know. It stops their thinking, it stops their brain a lot. But a lot of this stuff, hands-on, physical, it's all that movement stuff, you know, like the pace is good, the volume, the tone.
His favourite toy has come to life to be his best friend, but the trip goes on for a little bit too long. Franz and myself, I wake Franz up and I say, we have to get out of here, quick. We try to run away, but he catches us.
So my name's Yvette and I am about to be performing some of the dolls in Capalia. So we've just been setting up our layers of costumes behind. I've got a few quick changes going from doll to doll. Just doing some ballet warm-ups, some pliés and tendus, and just preparing for the show.
And what are we looking at in front of us now?
So we've put up our banners. These banners fold right down into a golf-size bag. So it's a pretty handy set that we've got here.
So it's a set?
It's a set, yeah. We've got our set up.
A portable set?
A portable set. A beautiful portable set. It's crazy. We managed to fit everything into 4 suitcases and have a beautiful backdrop and props and costumes all the way to Alice Springs.
You've been doing workshops today at Ndaria School. How important is it for the kids now to see this mini performance of Coppalia?
Yeah, so the show is really like the cherry on the cake. So they've done their workshop, they've learnt a bit about what we do and how we do things, and now they can see exactly what all of that comes together to produce. And to see the music and the dancing and the sets all come together, really similar to what you'd see in the theatre in Melbourne. So it's so special for them to have this here right in their school. It's a great way to end the day.
That tour en l'air is another French word. It's another French word. Tour en l'air means a turn in...
My name is Kiasha and I'm 10 years old.
What have you learnt today?
I've learned different new stuff. The kicks and dancing.
Have you ever seen ballet before?
Yes, on TV, and my mum used to be a ballet dancer.
Really?
Yes. She used to be a ballet dancer, but now she's not. She told me.
Would you like to be a ballet dancer?
Yes, because it's really fun and you do the actions and you dance, and it's good when you dance and you feel good when you dance.